Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be hanging out with you, especially when we get to bring someone like Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is the galactic guru of networking. He's the chairman, the founder of Business Network International, BNI, BNI.com. You know all about it. Most of you, if you don't, you should know. What rock have you been living under if you don't know about BNI? I mean, this place, this organization is truly international and helping so many people grow their businesses. And he's the author of all the important books on networking, including Avoiding the Networking Disconnect, Masters of Sales, Networking Like a Pro. You start to get the picture, and that's just a few of them. My wheelbarrow broke down bringing all the others into the studio. He's our good friend Ivan. Welcome back.
It's always great to be on your show. Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you back. And guess what? We got we're coming up on 19th anniversary in a couple of months that you've been hanging out with us.
That is so fantastic. I've been here for a lot of it, most of it.
Yeah. No, that's your anniversary.
Okay, yeah, got it.
I've already had my 20th.
20 for you, yeah.
You're going to have to pick up the pace here, Ivan. We're going into the bonus round.
I'm sorry. I was gone for a moment. I'm back now.
Hey, Ivan, diversity has struck networking, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has.
Or has networking struck diversity? Which one?
I think networking... people came to the realization that diversity is really important in terms of networking.
Define what you mean by diversity, because we use that term a lot, and I think people think they know what it means. But what do you think it means?
All right, so let me back into it, though. Networks are by nature clumpy. That's the technical term.
Right.
They're cluster-like. People tend to hang out with people like themselves.
Right, cliques.
In many ways. Yeah, like clicks. And the reason for that is it's comfortable. You know, when you're hanging out with somebody who has the same interests as you have,
right,
you feel comfortable.
They're gonna laugh at all my jokes and agree with everything I say.
Pretty much, that's correct. And so what I've found over the years is that the more diverse your network, the more likely you are to have a connector in your clump, in your cluster. Somebody who connects to another cluster of people, someone unlike you in some or many ways. And so to get to your answer, diversity when it comes to networking is more than just ethnicity, which is what most people think of. It is ethnicity, but it's more than that. It could be age. It could be gender. It could be educational background. And those kinds of demographics, any that's different then becomes a slightly more diverse or a substantially more diverse network.
Could we say anything that's outside your comfort zone?
I wouldn't. Possibly, yeah, actually. You know,
I mean, if I'm not comfortable talking with a young person, or if I'm not comfortable talking with an older person, or if I'm not comfortable talking with with someone who's a different ethnicity or whatever, then I have to sort of make myself go and do that.
I think that's a pretty good rule of thumb. There are some other things that relating to comfort zone.
Because you talked about, I mean, a click is nothing. It's not comfortable, right? I mean, that's what the little clicks that you were talking about. We're comfortable there.
That's correct. We are comfortable there. Yeah, I mean, there are some kind of people that maybe you just don't like working with that are full of drama. I'm not talking about necessarily different personality styles, but different.
So what you're saying is the drama queens don't qualify for diversity. Is that what you're saying? I agree.
That's exactly
don't say it, I am.
That's exactly it. So and here's where it's counterintuitive, is that people, particularly business to business, people who are trying to network up and get into business or corporations, they want to hang out with just other business to business people.
Right.
And they don't realize that if they have a diverse network, that they're going to have connections to other groups of people that they wouldn't have otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And that those connections might put them into a relationship with another business professional.
If you aren't networking with diversity, if you aren't using networking diversity, then you are stand a chance of finding yourself in a condition where there's an incest of ideas. You know, there's nobody grows, nobody pushes anybody, nobody stretches any limits, nobody challenges anybody, and that's called inertia, which gets left behind.
Yes, and you're all basically fishing in the same pond,
yeah,
as opposed to spreading out and trying out other
areas. And we'll come back after the break with many more cool metaphors like those after this break. Ivan Meisner and I, ladies and gentlemen, will be back. It's 20 Till. He's with BNI. He's the founder of that organization. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.